This is Twit.
Leo, did you trust me? Did I not take you to the Blob Opera?
You did, and I love the Blob Opera. You got another one?
You're gonna trust me for another show opening?
Okay.
You gotta play a few verses of it.
Okay.
Down under TikTok, shanty songs.
Oh yeah.
TikTok. Aren't shanty
sea
songs?
Shanties, TikTok. 115.
Aren't sea shanties like
I guess I really need to get They're on exactly TikTok more.
Like sailor. Like, what do you do with a drunken lady? What do you do?
Right. So go to 115.
Okay. Sea shanty TikTok.
I might even sing along.
Apparently, is this a trend on TikTok now?
Yeah. Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Yeah. Sea shanty talk.
Get that volume. Have you checked your volume yet?
Oh, yeah. I got to make it come out of the right hole. Hold on. Oh my, it's coming out of the wrong hole.
What happens when you...
But you go back to the beginning. Go back to the beginning.
Oh.
You're messing it up.
The name of the ship was a belly of tea. The winds blew up her bow, up down below my belly boys blow.
Soon may the weatherman come to bring us sugar and tea and rum. One day when the tonguing is done...
That's actually awesome.
Isn't it?
She
Let it go.
Been 2 weeks from shore when down on her a right whale bore. The captain called all hands and swore he'd take that whale in tow.
Soon may the weatherman come to bring us sugar and tea and rum.
Where do you find...
when the tongue is done, we'll take our leave
all right,
and
Jeff,
go.
You're ruining it. Where do you find lyrics to this stuff? I mean, how do these people know?
It's the Weatherman song, and I just searched Google. We could do a quintet here.
All right. Here's another one. Yeah, that's the problem is we're on Skype, they're on TikTok. Here, let's
go. The war to the whale's tail came up.
Is this the same song?
Harpooned and fought when she dived down below.
Soon may the wellerman come to bring us sugar and tea and
He's actually kinda lit.
Soon may the wellerman come to bring us sugar and tea and rum.
You know what? This is actually what makes TikTok pretty amazing.
Isn't it? Because that's the collaborative part where you
right.
do one it's thing and people add on and duet it and duet it and duet it.
Yeah.
Right?
It's pretty cool.
Wow.
It's pretty amazing. Yeah, if you go down, you also go to, I think, the original one. Hold on here. So, I'm on the wrong page.
I've got some from CNET. Let's see. Sea shanties are taking over. From Wellerman to drunken sailor, sea shanties are attracting the attention of landlubber TikToks. It went wild. I don't know what happened, said the guy at the center of it all. Is this the original?
That's him.
I think so, yeah.
See the name of the ship was a belly of tea.
So he starts it solo. And then other people on TikTok pick it up.
One guy comes back. One guy comes back, the guy with the really deep voice.
Yeah.
The bass.
He's great.
And then another one does it, and another one does it, and it becomes a chorus.
Yeah.
That's a great collaboration.
Yeah, and that's the thing that's cool about TikTok is people can take somebody's track. Here's one with strings. They've added strings to this.
Strings, yes.
The name of the ship was a belly of tea. The winds blew up her bird up burn up below my belly boys blow.
I like the
hawk. To bring us sugar and tea and rum. One day when the tonguing is done, we'll take
All right, that's pretty awesome. I have to say.
See, the best part is it's
See,
not copyrighted,
trust me
right?
Now,
it's in the public domain, so you don't have to worry
about
it. Yeah,
that's probably why sea shanties. Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, here's the Club Ready remix. Where's the drop? Here comes the drop. I'm sick of the song already, but still.
It's gonna stay in your head for the next 24 hours.
If you enjoy that kind of music, I encourage you to listen to Stan Rogers doing Northwest Passage.
Okay.
It's very similar.
And I love it because immediately Hank Green, who apparently has decided TikTok is the hip place to be, not YouTube, is explaining the Wellerman song Yeah.
Well, let's hear it.
All right, here we go.
I love this. Yeah. I love that there is Sea Shanty TikTok, and I love that I'm on Sea Shanty TikTok, and I hope there's more. But I had some questions about this song because I listened to it with my son a bunch this weekend, and I didn't understand all of the references in it. Now, the main one...
Okay, yeah, it's fine.
Look, we could have learned
I
something.
I will say
Jeez,
this.
Theo.
I think this. I like that this is not just people lip syncing again. At least this is some actual
yeah.
effort.
Yeah,
you know,
really
yeah. Yeah. yeah, I would watch this because my only impression of TikTok was everybody's doing a lip sync or some sort of a white transition into something else they're doing, and it just got tired.
Well, that's how it started. That's what Musical.ly was. It was just lip syncing, but somehow. When they bought Musical.ly and that some, and I think really the main thing that they did right was they said royalty free. You can, and pop stars agreed, you can use our tracks and it's not going to undermine our sales. And that really is, it's
right.
You know, have you watched, Fran Lebowitz, Martin Scorsese documentary on Netflix yet?
Is it good?
Yes, awesome.
Looks it's, like it'd be pretty funny.
It's called Pretend It's a City. She's hysterical. But yeah, one of the things like she says, funny. Oh, she's just like so grumpy and brilliant. She's the Lewis Black before there was
Lewis Black. Yeah. Female version?
Yeah. But she says, the thing that's great about talent is it's just sprinkled around like sand. It's not, you can't earn it or learn it. You're born with it. And it's completely random. And that's, I think, when I heard that, I thought, you know what? That's true. Whether it's writing, painting, ice skating, playing a bass, throwing a football. But,
sea shanty.
Or sea shanty. But what I realized is that's really where YouTube, TikTok really is a huge thing because it is randomly scattered. And so it's not the people who went to Berklee College of Music or signed a record company deal. In the old days, those are the people who we got to hear. Or if you were maybe in the subway, you heard... Right, that happened. You step in all the time, Jeff. You'd go in the subway.
Democratization.
Yeah, and there'd be some brilliant violinist, and you go, "What? This guy's playing for bucks in the subway."
Yeah.
But now
I played in the subway.
What? Really?
Yeah.
What'd you play? Hockey?
Guitar.
Really? You'd go down there and did you make money?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Some days I made. Jeez, one day I think I made $150 for 2 hours, I think.
Were you a student?
Yeah. Oh, man. Nice.
Yeah, it was great.
Yeah.
The best part is because it's the subway, you can literally play the same five songs over and over because people are just on their way somewhere.
People are moving. You don't need a repertoire.
I'll be here a week.
Just do the times they are changing over and over.
Over and over. Wait, is that what you would do? Folk?
Yeah. Neil Young, Bob Dylan.
Nice.
John Prine.
Do you still do any of that?
I do, yeah.
Oh, I love that. See, I you know, when she said that, I thought it's a shame I didn't get any talent because I would have loved to. She also said that musicians, there's no other profession where people just love you because everybody associates a particular song with their youth or good moments in their youth or their childhood. And so musicians unlike almost any other profession have this, people just love them because it's this memory of their youth and so forth. And it made me sad. Yeah. That, you know, she talked about it. She plays the cello or played the cello at one point. She said that the elementary schools would, you know, you get a free instrument up to a certain point and then you have to buy your own. And they took her cello back and she said, I need a cello. Her parents were trying to figure out how they could buy one. And finally she goes downstairs. She says, Mom, Dad, don't buy me a cello. I will never be good at this. It's a complete waste of your money. I don't have that talent.
Unlike what the hardhead told me in that trombone of his.
Did you buy him a trombone?
I did. And he was good. Used it up until we got over here in California.
He stopped playing
elsewhere. Yeah, he was focusing more on other stuff, particularly
girls?
Sports and whatnot.
Oh, sports, okay.
Yeah, definitely sports.
Yeah.
Nice. Girls here and there.
A few girls, lots of sports.
But he was really good. I give him credit. It wasn't a total waste of my money because he was really good. He was first chair pretty much as soon as he picked it up.
Are you sad that he didn't keep going?
Yeah, a little bit. Because I like how having an instrument in your hands just keeps you busy, you know. And it's just something about the mental health part of it, too, you know.
Did he like it?
Yeah, he loved it. He loved it. Yeah. He was good. And it's funny, every now and then I'll catch him listening to classical music.
Good. So he has an appreciation.
Right. You know, and I can remember just thinking back to when people would laugh at us growing up for listening to classical music. But, you know, he just embraced it. Him and his brother, they both enjoy jazz and classical music, as well as some of the other wild and crazy popular music that's all over the likes of TikTok.
So, you know, if you're not going to be a professional trombonist, learning appreciation for music and mm-hmm. That's a lifelong game. Yep. That's a plus.